This is episode number 2460 of the Who Cares News for Friday, June 9th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Elizabeth Shue.
Adventures in Babysitting.
That's what I was going to say.
She was also very bit part in the final two Back to the Future movies. She was sleeping on a porch swing.
Right.
Through two different time and space continuum streams.
That was a nice porch swing. Adventures in Babysitting, fun.
Yeah, great movie. They've made it over, I think, for a TV movie or something like that. I got something for you. Elizabeth is 59 years old.
Gosh.
Yes.
And wasn't she in like another movie with Bill Murray or something?
A ton of stuff. She was in Leaving Las Vegas.
Yes.
Yeah. That was her big movie, with big dramatic thing. So.
Anyway, she revealed her brother Andrew Shue is doing great.
He was on Melrose Place. Remember that?
Yes. Yeah. And he was following his divorce from Amy Robach.
Oh, that's right.
Uh-huh.
He was married to a cheater.
Yeah.
Harlotin.
Yeah.
Tart.
Who was getting busy with her GMA3 co-anchor TJ Holmes, who were both unemployed.
Yeah, they're
together.
Yeah. Maybe there could be a cheaters network where you could have cheaters all.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know where that came from.
I don't either.
I'm sorry.
But Matt Lauer would have work.
Oh, he'd have work. Yeah. A lot of people would have work.
She said he is awesome, she told Page Six of the premiere of her most recent movie.
Wow, she has a movie?
She has a movie.
59. Wow. Look, there's hope for you yet, Jen Garner.
Oh, Jen Garner can get work. Come on.
She's not
stop
59.
Yet. Cheaper. Not even.
Well, she's not close to it.
Anyway. God, where did that come from?
I don't know. I'm thinking about actresses who are kind
of
aging
out. At the end of the Who Cares News, I expect an apology to Jen Garner.
Fine. I'm not worthy, Jen. I'm not worthy.
Jeez.
I love you.
Poor Jen.
Anyway.
She doesn't need anyone's sympathy. That girl's tough. Anyway.
True.
The premiere of her movie, The Good Half, it was last week.
Yeah.
When that happened. She said, he's doing really good. So Andy and Amy. That was a cute little
name. That was. Till they aren't a couple
anymore.
Till
she messed that up.
Yeah, yeah.
So they quietly settled their divorce back in March.
Okay.
Nearly 8 months.
That's been a while, hasn't it? Been a hot minute.
Yeah, TJ had to do some settling too. Former couple divided their assets through mediation, and they agreed to share custody of their dog, Brody.
Brody.
Don't share custody of the dog. Just,
oh, yeah, that's cool. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, because then you still have to see the person.
So what? But the dog gets loved by both parents.
That is true. Anyway, their dog is Brody. They've been photograph exchanging numerous times since their split.
Uh-huh.
Because that's obviously picture-worthy.
Yep.
For some. Although the exes seem to have put their romance behind them, Andrew still has a relationship with Amy's two teenage daughters.
Well, good for him.
However, Andrew has tried to stay out of all the drama.
Oh, yeah.
With sources saying that he doesn't want a part of their mess.
Well, I get that. He hasn't wanted a part of anybody's mess for a long time. He stopped acting, you know, and wanted just the good life. At home, maybe be the house husband or something. I don't know what to do with.
Yeah, I guess. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, good luck to him or something like that.
I'm sure he's doing okay because I'm sure there was a bit of a settlement.
Yeah, I think there was. Pretty sure he is doing just fine and the dog is eating really well.
Oh, you know it. Her milkshake brought Bill Murray to the yard.
Bill Murray? Wow.
43-year-old Khalees is reportedly dating 72-year-old Bill. Oh, the two sparked romance rumors after Bill watched her sing or perform at a recent show in South London with her milkshake.
Oh, good God.
He was also spotted supporting her at some of her other performances.
Well, you know what? Bill, good for you, dude. Because, like, he was like, they stopped a movie because they said he was inappropriate. And back in the day, he used to drink a little bit. Kind of slap his wife around, from what I understand.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, his first or second wife divorced him because of alleged abuse caused by alcohol.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know the real story. I'm just saying that's the rumor.
Well, anyway, sources say that they were also seen together at the same hotel.
Wow.
Really? And okay. Right. They've been getting close for a while.
Well, okay.
They first met in the United States.
And see,
yeah?
Well, my point is that I could see what he sees in her. What does she see in him?
Therein lies the question.
I mean, it might be the money. I don't know.
Maybe.
You'd think by now he'd given all of his money away to his ex-wives. That's why he's still working, isn't it? right.
Well, a reporter claims they met up in the States before, which got people in the industry talking.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So a friend added, whatever it is that's brought them together, and however unlikely it seems, they're both single and are having fun despite their fairly big age gap.
Single and mingle. Yeah.
Yeah, so apparently Bill is trying to keep up with Robert De Niro on the age thing.
He's not as old as De Niro yet. De Niro's what, 84, 86?
Something like that. He's definitely older than Mr. Murray is.
Mr. Murray's he's just a kid. He's a kid.
Just a pup.
Compared to De Niro. Oh, my God. Now, when was the last time you heard of anything from Khalees? I mean, it's been a hot minute, right?
Obviously, you know,
the milkshake thing was what?
The whole sugar daddy thing will work out.
Well, it's a sugar daddy. You know, the nice thing about sugar daddies is that they die before you do. And so you can, you know, reap the rewards of being the beneficiary.
My favorite version of the milkshake song was Melissa McCarthy and Jason Bateman. Well, Jason Bateman didn't sing it, but Melissa McCarthy was singing it in the car.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was Identity Theft.
Fraud check, something like
that.
It
was Identity Theft. Was that
Identity Theft, yeah, that's yeah, it. Yeah. Yeah.
Which was cute. Cute as hell.
That was adorable.
By the way, Melissa McCarthy starring in The Little Mermaid. Go see it.
That's right.
She's really good. Besides, the Chinese won't go see it, so we got to go see it. Yeah, no, they won't. Nor will the South Koreans.
Anyway, my God.
I owe Jennifer Garner an apology today because earlier in the Who Cares news, I kind of said that she was getting on. So
I still can't believe you did that.
I didn't mean to. It just came out. So, Jen, I'm
of all people.
So sorry.
Of all
By
people.
By the way, you look so young in the new Neutrogena commercials on TV. No, they do pretty good work with those cameras now. She's got no wrinkles, nothing. I can't buy it being just the Neutrogena.
She's not wrinkly, really.
She's a little bit. I saw her in the Apple TV thing. She's got a little something going on right there.
Well, just a tad, but she still looks just adorable.
You know, it looks adorable. Halle Berry, our apologies to her, too. More Who Cares on Monday. Have a great weekend, and
that's all the news you care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.